USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Weather Service issued a tornado emergency for Kansas City, and officials say two tornadoes have struck the area. Storm chaser James Skivers.
This is most definitely a tornado. It was very difficult to see just due to its nature of being wrapped in rain. It was definitely not something that I don't think anybody would, if the sirens weren't going off and the emergency managers weren't doing their fine job, I don't think many people would have known about this otherwise.
Officials say 10 people are hospitalized with injuries. The Kansas City airport issued an all clear. Local reports say homes are damaged and trees have been uprooted. Skivers says people should be careful when going back to check their homes.
The side of the house is completely gone. You just don't know what else is going to go along with that. So you could just be walking in your home, checking things out, and then all of a sudden something falls on you. It could be a very bad deal.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The latest edition of the Journal of American College of Cardiology has a report on the dangers of flavored e-cigarettes. John Clemens reports.
Researchers report flavored e-liquids used in vapes can cause harm to blood vessels that can perhaps lead to cardiovascular diseases. A number of flavors were tested, with cinnamon being the most potent, followed closely by menthol. Electronic cigarettes have experienced a tremendous growth in recent years, due to the number of people trying to switch off of tobacco. The article is entitled, "The Adverse Vascular Effects of E-Cigarettes, Smoke Without the Fire." I'm John Clemens.
Amanda Eller, the physical therapist that survived for 2 weeks lost in a forest in Hawaii, says she decided she just wasn't going to die.
I had to choose life, and I said, you know, this isn't just for me anymore. Obviously, you know, I come first, and I have a sole purpose of being here on Earth.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Iran says it doesn't fear a possible war with the United States. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The latest tough talk from Tehran amid escalating regional tensions and a crisis with the U.S. comes from the spokesman of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, General Ramazan Sharif. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran soaring recently after America deployed an aircraft carrier and B-52 bombers to the Persian Gulf over a still unexplained threat it perceives from Iran. The U.S. also plans to send at least 900 more troops to the Middle East. Speaking at a news conference in Tehran on Tuesday, Sharif said the Guard does not, quote, support engaging in any war, while at the same time saying it doesn't fear the occurrence of one. Meanwhile, the Iranian foreign minister appeared unimpressed with Japan's offer to mediate the crisis, saying President Trump should make his intentions clear about any talks with Iran through actions, not words. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Facebook says it's removed dozens of accounts related to a pro-Iranian influence campaign. The accounts were pushing messages that were anti-Saudi Arabia, anti-Israel, and pro-Palestine. They were trying to manipulate people, saying the U.S. should be separating from Saudi Arabia over the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. They took down 51 accounts, 36 pages, 7 groups, and 3 Instagram accounts. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.